West Coast is best coast for the Cranbrook Bucks. The herd is on a three-game winning streak after heading to the Lower Mainland this past weekend, overcoming the Powell River Kings and the Alberni Valley Bulldogs in BCHL action. Kicking off their first game at the BCHL Showcase in Abbotsford, the Bucks dropped the Alberni Valley Bulldogs 5-1 on Sunday, October 13. Both teams held each other scoreless in the opening frame, but Baden Pazdirski broke the deadlock in the middle frame in his second outing with the Bucks. Brady McIsaac evened up the score for the Bulldogs a few minutes later, but Caslow Ferner scored the go-ahead goal and the eventual game-winner on the power play shortly after that. The Bucks continued to find the back of the net in the third period, as Patrick Murphy and Jordan Murray both scored, while Tanner Fennell also notched a goal on the power play. Miles Roberts picked up the win in goal with 17 saves, while the Bucks peppered Colin Wynn with 29 shots. Special teams was clicking for the herd, which tallied 2 goals in 6 opportunities on the power play. Earlier on Saturday, the Bucks came back from an early deficit to defeat the Powell River Kings 5-2 on the Sunshine Coast. Jason Davenport and Christian Morrow opened up an early lead for the Kings, however, Rasmus Svartstrom brought the Bucks within 1 late in the frame. The Bucks dominated the scoresheet afterwards, as Blake Cotton and Caslow Ferner both tallied in the middle frame. Jordan Murray and Nathan Sim added goals in the third period for a commanding lead before the final horn sounded. Jaden Cholette made 28 saves for the win, while the Bucks put 38 shots on Kings netminder Vincent Lomberti. The Bucks currently sit in second place in the Interior Conference, however, there are 4 teams tied with 12 points. The Bucks have the edge on the goal differential, while the Penticton Vs, who they are tied with, have played more games. The Bucks will play their second game of the Abbotsford Showcase on October 15 against the Nanaimo Clippers before heading to Trail for a game against the Smoke Eaters on Friday, October 18. The Bucks are getting it done by committee, as 3 players, Caslow Ferner, Matthew Gilmore and Bryce Sukro, are tied for 9 points to lead the team.